Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Niner fans, how you feeling about this one? They go back to the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years. Let's go to Tsunami out in San Jose. Tsunami, how you feeling about that win Saturday night at Lambeau Field? Tsunami, you there? All right, let's go to Mike in Concord. Mike in Concord. Mike in Concord, you're on the morning roll, 95.7 The Game. What's up, Mike? Mike, oh, what about Polo? Polo in the Bay. Polo in the Bay. Where you at?
What's happening? I'm in Rebel City over here. How y'all doing?
Not bad, Polo.
Hey, man, I'm going to tip my hat off to Shanahan. I told y'all before he was in my doghouse since he picked Brandon Ayuk in the doghouse. But, man, he stick to the game plan, man. Hey, stick was working. And we ain't even talking about Trey no more. Let's go, Jimmy. No. Let's keep getting these dubs.
No doubt.
One thing, we missing Draymond Green. Defense wins the game. Let's go.
No doubt. Defense wins championships. Does anybody care that the quarterback did throw for 300 yards? Does anybody care that the defense is carrying the team? No, does anybody care that they're ready to get? Like, I don't care that Jimmy Garoppolo only threw 419 yards. He made the throws when he needed to make the throws. No. All right? I don't care how they get it done.
The raw data is irrelevant. Yeah, no, the raw data is irrelevant. It's not about, you know, how many touchdown passes and this is timing. Like, that's the thing for me. He made the crucial throws that he needed to on the final drive, which was great. Mm-hmm. And it was like, dude, we just can't have you turning the ball over in the red zone like you just did. That's it. Like, those are it. And then, can some of his playmakers make plays for him down the field? Like,
right.
George Kittle dropping that touchdown pass, the numbers would look totally different because I thought Kyle Shanahan schemed him wide open. That looked like six.
Right.
Maybe he gets caught from behind. I don't know, but maybe it's six. I think at minimum of 3 points because you're going to get that field goal opportunity. But like the numbers would look a lot better, but I don't care about the numbers. Like, Bonte, when have you and I come in here and been like, he threw for 288 yards and wow, he threw for two touchdowns? It's always like, give me the situational spots where he made plays or didn't make plays. That's what we're going to break down. Forget the raw data. Like, I can't tell you how many yards Patrick Mahomes threw for last night. But I know he threw a game-winning touchdown when the chips were on the line, and I know he hit Kelsey with 13 seconds left because they rushed four guys. Like, who cares how many yards he threw for?
Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times Saturday against the Titans. Got sacked 9 times. Still find a way. You still find a way. You fight through adversity. 925 on the Comcast business text line. Jimmy Ward is the MVP. Started the momentum switch for the defense and the special teams. No doubt Jimmy Ward made up for that blunder to Aaron Jones. Blocks the field goal. They go out fired up into the locker room at halftime, and they come out and shut down the Green Bay Packers in the second half. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Willa Moran. Is Willa Moran still there?
Hey, what's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, before people start criticizing Jimmy and saying how bad he did, let's give D'Amico Ryans a lot of props for how prepared he had that defense. That defense was flying around and hitting Green Bay in the mouth. I was absolutely impressed. Like, yes, the special teams won the game, but Jimmy Ward's on that starting defensive unit. And they were flying around. Eric Armstead was playing like an absolute hog. It was refreshing to see. It was amazing. I was like, DeForest Buckner, who? We don't need him. And you know what? Ebukam, even though he didn't get a sack, that guy was meeting running back.
No, he did get a sack.
Line of scrimmage all day. It was sick. I was so pumped up. That was awesome. That was more exciting to me personally than watching touchdown after touchdown in the Bills and the Chiefs game. I wanted to see that. San Francisco went into the frozen tundra at Lambeau and smacked Aaron Rodgers in his non-vaxxed mouth, and it was awesome to watch. Let's go Niners, baby.
Hey, Ibukam did actually record a sack early in the game because he did this, like, Hulkamania, like, scream, like, ah, and he went crazy.
I wasn't mad at
he
it
He actually
either.
Had a monster sack.
Yeah, I'm not even mad at it either. I'm not mad at it at all that he was doing the Incredible Hulk. His defense line's been playing out of control. They've been out of their minds. It's led by Nick Bosa. Led by Nick Bosa, who had 2 sacks. Eric Armstead stepping up. He's had 2 sacks. And all of a sudden, we're not talking about his contract. We're not talking about DeForest Buckner. Eric Armstead has grown on his football team and become a leader on his football team. He deserves his credit, man. He's been lights out over the last month and a half of the season, and you cannot run the ball on the Niners. Good luck trying to run the football on the 49ers. You'll get stuffed in your mouth like the Green Bay Packers did in that second half.
And I thought after that first drive, because Aaron Jones did have a couple of nice runs in that first drive. I thought there was a block in the back on the swing pass that they didn't call. It really bugged me. It's like it was clear and obvious. Nick Bosa's sack where he had helmet on ball and the ball pops up in the air. That was a sick play. We've forgotten about that play. That was a sick, sick play. And that was one of those got to have it kind of a moments. He crunched him.
No, I'm no doubt about that. Nick Bosa, man, you just can't say enough about the guy. You can't say enough He's about so the sick. Guy. He was everywhere. Complimentary football has helped. There it is, baby. Now let's go back to tsunami in San Jose.
Him in the all-white socks. All-white socks with the no sleeve. He looked, some of the guys wearing the all-white socks, the look was ridiculous. And then Kittle wearing the all-red socks. I don't know, man. There's just the uniform look on Saturday night was
classic uniform. We've gotten classic uniform looks in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs.
Yes. Yes.
Niners against the Cowboys, Niners against the Packers, classic uniforms. Now we got to watch the Rams wear these microwave uniforms or whatever the hell they got to rock down there. They should go back to the Eric Dickerson, Kevin Green. The Rams are fraudulent. We're going to get to them later in the week. We'll get to the L.A. Rams later in the week. But these whack-ass uniforms they rock, they really ruined the great thing that they had going there. Let's go to Tsunami in San Jose. Tsunami, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What is up, big fellas? How you guys doing, man?
I can't complain.
Amazing.
I know. Amazing, right? On Friday night after Curry hits that game winner, I'm like, man, it can't get better than this. And that, to learn that that was just an appetizer, holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys were talking about Bosa. Guess where I took the family yesterday? 49ers team store at Levi's. Got myself a Nick Bosa jersey, boys. The black one with the red piping. Oh my god, that's tight. And hey, you know what I was calling, man? The MVP. You know, I've always been told by my parents and then by other mentors that I've worked with that the mark of a great person is someone who learns from their mistakes, right? And I was watching last week on NFL Network. They're replaying that Green Bay Niner game from Week 3 all week. And, man, it was completely mismanaged at the end, the clock by Shanahan. If you fast forward to this week, did you hear him in the press conference? You guys were talking about that run from Debo at the end on 3rd and 7 with about 40 seconds to go.
Mm-hmm.
How Shanahan and his press conference said, I'd rather have a tie game and let the clock run out than do a pass and give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. He learned from Week 3. And that's what won him the game, man. Amazing.
No doubt.
You gotta give him his props, bros.
That's a great point. Great point. Clock management there at the end to make sure Green Bay would not touch the football again. Oh, it feels so good. In week three, it was just night and day. This game was just completely different. By the way, I got to give a quick shout out to Timeless Coffee. Timeless Coffee, getting this going through another week to start the week off. I needed Timeless yesterday because of the high I was off from Saturday night. I could not calm down. I wanted to do a show that night. I wanted to do the roast on a Sunday. That's how fired up I was. I mean, come on. So Timeless Coffee, RJ Apollo, shout out to you guys. Go to one of their 3 stores in the East Bay. Timeless Coffee, the best coffee in the Bay Area. Believe that.
And, you know, I've been all over the 2-for-1s, right? The Niners know that they're going to get the ball back to start the second half. they were in position to get that last score before the end of half. It was first down, and they're in the red zone, and Jimmy scrambles right. And I think he's going to make a nice play, and that's where that interception happened. I think it was, was there 50 seconds, 45 seconds?
50-something seconds like that,
okay. But, like, you're thinking at the bare minimum, they're going to get a score. Let's hopefully get a stop, and then we'll get the ball back, and we'll get that 2-for-1 where he calls it lapping someone. You score last at the half, you score first
double
to start up.
Double up.
And you think they're going to get it. The interception happens, which is unfortunate. It's a throw. He just can't make that throw in that weather, in that environment. And then they come down, and you're like, oh, no, this is like the worst-case scenario. You turned it over. Now you're getting a big-time play because Aaron Rodgers scrambles outright and hits Aaron Rodgers and slightly underthrow. It's still a great throw because you want to complete the pass. Maybe if he hits him in stride and he throws it, you know, where he can run underneath it, he's gone. Great hustle by the 49ers. They get the block field goal, and then they come out and score right there and get the 3 points after halftime. I don't know. I love the overall game plan. Forget just clock management. Just understanding the environment and the situation, and you're going to have the wind with you in the second and fourth quarter, and it felt like they were going to move the ball and try to put themselves in position to kick field goals there. I loved everything about it when it comes to Shanahan. We glorified Belichick for those things. Shanahan's gotten a lot better at it.
It's gotten a lot better. And the Niners, they lead the league in points right before halftime, which is still an unbelievable stat when you see the way they operate during the two-minute drill. Jimmy doesn't throw that pickoff first and goal. You may have another story. You may have something cooking. You may go in a game tied, and then you get the ball out there halftime and put it away. But, hey, it played out the way it played out, and it was beautiful. A 13-10 win never felt better, baby. That was a throwback classic NFC playoff game, man. That was great stuff. Let's go to Chef Aaron in Oakland. Chef Aaron, what's happening, man? Long time no talk. You're on the roast. Chef Aaron going once, going twice.
Hello. Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Chef Aaron? What's happening?
What's going on? Where's Shasky at, man? You ready for this bet, man?
Lay it out.
All right. I'm going with the Rams. You can take it however you want. But I'm knowing if the Rams, when the Rams win, because that's how confident I am. I have no confidence in you 49ers. None at all. I'm so confident the Rams win. I'm catering the whole lunch for you guys in the studio. I'm talking about the brisket, the mac, the ribs, the potato salad, man. All the tequila barbecue sauce, man. All of that good stuff. Just to see the Niners go down.
And if the Niners lose, what does Shasky have to give you?
That's on Shasky, man. I just want a player hook up with some, I don't know, courtside tickets. I don't know, something good, man. Something good.
How about this, Chef Aaron? I'll make you a deal one way or the other. I will pay for us to all have your food catered here at the studio, regardless. Okay, that's number one. Number one, it's on me. You're not giving us nothing for free. I will pay for it for the crew because we got the band back together now that Langford's back. And if the Niners lose to the Rams,
big baller Shasky,
I will get you lower bowl seats to the Golden State Warriors. It will not be courtside because your boy can't afford that. Maybe Bonte can. But I will get you two lower bowl seats to a Warrior game. Does that sound like a deal?
That's a deal. That's a deal, man.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Tell everybody about your catering spot, man, because you do have the best ribs and the best mac and cheese on the planet.
Yeah, no doubt. Big Baller Shasky out here paying for the picking up the tab link for the curly. Big Baller Shasky.
Last time we were out with him at Oakland Smokes, and we were out in the middle of East Oakland, Bonte, you tagged along with me, and you were basically licking barbecue sauce off your wrists for 25 straight minutes? I turned around. We started to shoot the video. Bonte got a huge plate. 2 seconds later, it was completely empty. He's got brisket all over his face, and he goes, this is so good. This is delicious.
Let me tell you, Chef Ferris mac and cheese. I'll put it up against anybody's except my mama's mac and cheese. Nobody beats that. But Chef Aaron, his mac and cheese, it had a little kick. I will say, kill it. Oh, it had a little kick. It was really, really good. Can't wait to see Chef Aaron because he said he's so confident in the Rams. Let's just put the right on the table, as Guru would say. He's a Raider fan. Chef Aaron loves his Raiders. He's starting to feel pain about the Niners advancing deep into the playoffs. Okay. Big Dog City's on Twitch, ripping on Niner fans out of nowhere. Like, it just pumped the brakes. Let us live a little bit. No need to be hating on a Monday morning. Niners are going to the NFC title game. They're in the Final Four. To sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Enjoy it. Let's go to James in Fairfield. James, what's happening? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I just, I want to really, you know, delve into the evil genius that is Kyle Shanahan. Because
yes,
he and Hightower, who was much maligned, you know, with the special teams, their mm-hmm. special teams prowess, I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen, you know, a team who was so lacking in one area come up against another team who's also lacking, but have such precision. The way that Willis blocked that punt, and the way that Hufanga, you know, had the wherewithal to listen to the yep. thump because you couldn't see it. Snow flurries were coming around, and then the scoop and score. I mean, that stuff right there is textbook. You know, it's a technical, logistical kind of mindset that the Niners have. I also want to talk about how, you know, they didn't panic. You didn't see, you know, Jimmy G's shoulder slump when he threw that INT, and he threw that INT in the red zone. Also, did you hear how Kittle took responsibility? Kittle took responsibility because Kittle had a touchdown, and it bounced right off his chest.
You know, big
everybody
drops.
Was taking responsibility for what they were doing. It was mm-hmm. a total team play. You're not going to find a team in the playoffs. I don't mean the Rams. I don't mean Kansas City. I don't mean maybe a little bit of the Bengals, because the Bengals have had to. Their offensive line is much maligned, and they're going to get right. their quarterback killed. They can't block anybody.
They are.
But when
they
you look at the Niners in all phases of the game, they are coming together and have been together, just like you guys so aptly talked about, since November. This ain't new to them. They don't have to hype themselves up. They don't have to get motivated. They are the embodiment and personification of motivation. They've had to be, or they wouldn't be in the playoffs right now. No disrespect to Chef, and I know y'all are going to get into the Niners and Rams later on, but mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody with any confidence can talk about the Rams when the Rams give up leads and then win by their pinky toes. There's no Ooh. Way that you're putting the hurt on a much beat up, much loss of players, much we ain't got our talent on the field Tampa Bay team with the, you know, century man Tom Brady, and you almost lose that game. And that's all I got to say. Go Niners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.